Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
Good morning. Welcome into the show. Happy Tuesday. Bill Ryder with you. What's up? Thanks for hanging. This is Writer Than You. We appreciate you. What a great day. What a great start to the day. We got a lot lined up for you on the program. Really pumped. Howard Beck, my buddy, works for The Ringer now. NBA guru is going to swing by and talk awards ballots for the NBA and the NBA play-in and the NBA playoffs. Pretty pumped to talk to Mr. Howard Beck. And we'll get the what the Beck drop ready that he sort of maybe loves. I don't know if he does. NBA power rankings coming up. Buy or sell. Chef. Pretty Daddy RTY. It's not easy. Tom changed his Twitter handle. Pretty Daddy RTY, as in Writer Than You. Caitlin Clark, looking snazzy, went number one overall yesterday. Her jersey's already sold out. My son wants one. Haven't told him yet they're sold out. I need Fanatics to get on that. I don't know. Maybe make some more. Maybe anticipate there's going to be a lot of people who want that jersey. We'll talk some hoops. Phone number on the show, 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. I gave you the beautiful X handle. X marks the spot for Pretty Daddy RTY for the executive producer. I'm on there as well. Sports Writer, Sports R-E-I-T-E-R. So yesterday we talked about something Tom Brady had said. I'm gonna play it for you. We're gonna do a thought experiment here. We're gonna pretend and assume that somebody can wrestle away the stranglehold that Patrick Mahomes has over the NFL and the Chiefs have over the NFL. Chris Jones is coming back. That Chiefs team looks like they are obviously firing on all cylinders. They have been dominating since Mahomes marched into the starting position at quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs after Alex Smith exited. But there's got to be somebody out there. And a lot of the old-time challengers, the last era of guys who dominated or could have dominated, have either gone away or faded. Tom Brady's the person that has sparked this conversation. He's not coming back. Maybe he's coming back. He actually said he might come back, but I really hope he doesn't because he is 87 years old. Aaron Rodgers. How many years did we, I think rightfully, talk about Aaron Rodgers as, if not the heir to Brady's greatness or the contemporary at that level, certainly he was at a talent level. And yet he is stuck just on a single Super Bowl. But he's there. He's a Jet. I guess you could put him in the mix. It seems unlikely. And you've got Peyton Manning striking multi-million dollar deals with another sports network, another sports entity. Drew Brees is retired. I guess Russ, but it turned out we never wanted to let him cook. We're going to chef Tom this thing later. Remember Russell Wilson's let Russ cook? It would have been one of those moments where you go to your girlfriend's house and her mom makes food, or maybe you go to your house with your wife and your mom makes food, or the mom, you do great if you're listening, and then everybody tries it and you sort of don't know what to do. because you don't really want to swallow it. You don't want to eat it. That was Russ cooking, it turned out. Who knew? That generation of quarterbacks is gone or faded. They're gone. Mahomes is the pinnacle of the next generation, but no one else has really stepped up yet to proclaim, if not Mahomes level, at least somebody who can chip off a few of these rings over the course of the next 2, 3, 5, 10 years. So let's get into who we think have a chance to really be guys that can mark, or maybe like Aaron Rodgers, slightly mark, ever so slightly mark, this era. Brady put it in a really interesting way. He did it on the Deep Cut podcast, because we don't have enough podcasts, so I'm glad that he could find a podcast, another podcast. It's not Beyond the Arc. It's not the NBA podcast that I host that you should definitely subscribe to, listen, and like. No, this is the Deep Cut podcast. Don't get it confused, Tom. Here's Tom Brady posing that same interesting question.
Next quarterback to win a Super Bowl that hasn't won yet.
I like Josh Allen a lot. I think he's I'd pick Josh.
Josh?
Yeah. I like Josh a lot as a guy, as a leader. But, you know, he's got to get past the Chiefs, and that's hard because Patrick's incredible in the way he leads that team.
All right, that's the wrong answer. It's okay. Who was it? Oh, Jamal Crawford, who said that basically if he didn't play, you're not allowed to talk about basketball. You're not allowed to have an opinion on basketball. You're not allowed to watch basketball. You're not allowed to think about basketball without running it by him first, okay? This also sort of maybe disproves that approach and that theory because I love Brady. The guy's amazing. He won me over. But Josh Allen's the wrong answer, and not just because Josh Allen actually played well in that game against the Chiefs. He's just not Mahomes. But some of this is the quarterback, and some of this is the team. I'm going to give you the five or six guys in order that I think have the best chance. And we hit on this yesterday, but it's worth circling back to. The person who is most likely, the number one ranked likely quarterback to get the next first Super Bowl win. So it can't be Rodgers. It ain't going to be Russell Wilson. But it can't be Russell Wilson. It can't be Patrick Mahomes. It can't be Brady if he does come into some team, like he talked about maybe being open to in December or November and just plays the end of a year and tries to pull a unretirement version of Nick Foles. It's got to be a first-time guy. And Joe Burrow's the dude. And he has the same obstacle. It will be easier to come out of the NFC. There's no doubt. He has the same obstacle that all the guys in the AFC have. But Mahomes is not winning the next 10 Super Bowls. Let me correct that. I'm pretty sure Patrick Mahomes is not winning the next 10 Super Bowls. And Joe Burrow is the best poised to do it. Now look, the Bengals are good, and they've already made a Super Bowl, and they've made a couple AFC Championship games. And when he's healthy, they're really, really good. And they weren't terrible last year. They weren't great, but he was down, he was injured, he was gone for most of the season. And the back part of the season, the end of the season, the important part. But it's really a Burrow equation. Under Joe Burrow, the Bengals are 3-1 against Kansas City. They're 5-2 in the playoffs. And you're talking about a dude that hasn't just beaten Kansas City. He's beaten Kansas City at Arrowhead in an AFC Championship game. And he's barely lost a game in a similar situation, that exact same game. So Burrow's number one. Then it gets tricky because you could throw Josh Allen to the mix, and I know all the reasons. By the way, Josh Allen's just 28, Burrow's just 27, so there's time. We've seen now that quarterbacks who take care of themselves, and they are obviously incentivized financially to do that, can play into their mid, late 30s. All right, Lamar Jackson's 27. That dude's won a couple MVPs. Justin Herbert's 26. He's been really underwhelming. He's not even a 500 quarterback, but he's got a certain Harbaugh now, who's going to, you would think, mold and meld that team. And maybe that quarterback, you could put him on the list. Deshaun Watson's still out there. Trevor Lawrence is out there. Tua's out there. C.J. Stroud is out there. None of those guys are my number two. I'm going Jared Goff as the next most likely guy. Now, he's come close. He's made a Super Bowl with the Rams. They lost to the Patriots in that game. I believe it was 9-3. I believe they actually subtracted in points how bad that offense was. I think it was 12-6. Was that the final score? I always want to say 9-3 and just subtract the score a little bit. But Goff and that Lions team obviously had their heart broken in the NFC Championship game. And there's a world where that breaks them, that breaks Goff again. But I'm a believer in Dan Campbell. I'm a believer in what they're building. Vegas likes their odds. Give me Jared Goff as the second most likely quarterback after Joe Burrow to and this is the other thing about his path that makes it easier. He is not in the AFC, which is why I'm going to put Brock Purdy at number three. Look, there's something about Kyle Shanahan being a modern-day sort of version of the Buffalo Bills from the 90s. It's an imperfect comparison, but the idea of greatness and excellence that is so dominant that never gets a ring is where Shanahan's trending toward. I'm also including Kyle Shanahan's tenure as the offensive coordinator of the Falcons when they blew that 28-3 halftime lead in the Super Bowl in Houston to Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. And there is, I think, a human reality. There's a psychology where guys and teams start to press. We've seen this with just cursed organizations. I'll go to my Cubs, but you could insert a whole bunch of cursed organizations. The history of an organization, the history of failing, the angst, the pressure, the need, the desperation of just a fan base and players who have failed that are no longer even part of the team can weigh on current teams. There's no doubt that your own failures, and that's what Shanahan has had at the standards of winning the Super Bowl, can weigh on you. But that's still a really, really good football team. And one thing Brock Purdy showed, and I think maybe was drowned out by the insane glare of Mahomes' continued greatness. You didn't think Mahomes' greatness could get any brighter, and it just did last season. It just did. We sort of wrote him off a little bit, right? We sort of looked, oh, it could be these guys, Lamar Jackson, and blah, blah, blah. No, it was Mahomes. And maybe lost a little bit in the equation is how well Purdy played in the playoffs. And again, it's the NFC. It's a lot easier. All right, let's go with number four. By the way, I'm just full disclosure, I'm not putting Josh Allen in my top five. And I said this to you a couple years ago, and I would pretend right now that I don't like to brag, but I do like to brag. It feels great, especially when I got Knicks fans lighting up my timeline, deservedly so. Got to take the wins. Told you a couple years ago, the Bills' window had closed and was over. We did a bunch of Buffalo local radio. Thanks for having me on, guys. And the guys were nice, but they were incredulous because what fan base wants to hear some person that's not from there or there accurately tell them it's over, even though you've got hope, it's false hope. Window's closed. We'll circle back to Josh Allen in 3 or 4 years, maybe 2 or 3 years, if Buffalo rebuilds properly. They're in cap hell. All right. We got three so far. I'm gonna go C.J. Stroud. Is that crazy? Here's the reason. He's 23. And that Houston team didn't just shock and surprise. They won a playoff game. And the thing is, they won that playoff game against a Browns team that didn't have Deshaun Watson. They had Flacco. I don't even know if that makes the win less impressive because Deshaun Watson has not been impressive. But that defense for the Browns was impressive. And the guys on that football team that could go after opposing quarterbacks was impressive. And playoff football with that kind of defense and a quarterback in Flacco who knows how to manage a game at this age of his career. By the way, a Super Bowl winner in his own right, you're not supposed to conduct yourself with calm and poise as a quarterback, as a rookie who's never played in the playoffs. And C.J. Stroud was outstanding. Won his first playoff game. I don't even know how many playoff wins Lamar Jackson has. I do. It's two. C.J. Stroud's halfway to his playoff win mark already, right now. And it just feels like that Houston organization is in really good shape. And it's worth adding, it's a lot easier to win with outstanding quarterbacks who aren't paid at a high market rate with the way the cap works. It's very rare that you're going to get a rookie quarterback or a rookie deal, as Stroud's case will be starting this upcoming season, his second year, and you have a quarterback capable of winning a Super Bowl. C.J. Stroud's good enough. The rest of the team, they got to figure out. It was already good enough to make the playoffs, but they have an advantage before they have to give him a whole bunch of money, which they will. Now, that's number four. Who's the last one on the list? I'm going to go a little out of left field here. This is, you know, I'm going to dismiss. I've already told you I'm not putting Deshaun Watson on the list. I'm actually going to dismiss Lamar Jackson. I'm just worried that there's just a disconnect. And I know they made the AFC Championship game, but it was in Baltimore. I don't buy it. I don't buy that team. I don't buy that team against Kansas City. I think Kansas City has their number. I'm tempted to put Justin Herbert on this list, but I need to see a little more. I think his stock is a what's that guy that screams all the time on CNBC? Is that CNBC? I would scream buy Herbert stock, but I'm not putting him in my top five. Stock's a little low right now. Maybe Harbaugh will turn things around a little bit. I'd love to give you Trevor Lawrence. I'd love to give you Tua. I think Trevor Lawrence doesn't have the right team and is broken. I think Tua's been resurrected. I'm just not sure he's quite good enough. Dak Prescott makes me laugh. It's funny. I probably should go Jalen Hurts, but it's Philly, right? It's not even a Hurts thing. It's just I don't believe in the Eagles. I said this to Tom yesterday. I'm going to go Jordan Love. And just bear with me. He's only 25, turns 26 this upcoming season. This past season was his first season as a starter, which is remarkable. The guy's really impressive in that he had to deal with, it's not playoff basketball, but he had to deal with something really scary in having to navigate the emotional realities and the blackmail that Aaron Rodgers put these guys under when he was there. And I think the Packers are still in a pretty winnable division. Detroit's legit, but the Bears aren't ever going to be legit. The Vikings are in their own hellscape without a real quarterback. Give me the Packers and Jordan Love as a dark horse to do that. All right, 855-212-4227 is the phone number. If you got your next quarterback to win a Super Bowl for the first time, got to be a first-time winner, hit me up, 855-212-4227. We'll get a list from Pretty Daddy. We'll get his take, and we'll see whether or not he went full chef, as instructed, by the way. Next here on Rider Than You.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to Writer Than You.
What is with you and the underrated? Buy or sell, you're underrated. Sell. Sell.
There was no underrated in my Salt Lake City question. You put that in there.
No. I'm reading it. Buy or sell Salt Lake City is an underrated sports city is the question.
Aside from that. Yep.
Are you drunk? Buy or sell, you're currently wasted.
On the Infinity Sports Network.
All right. Welcome back into the show. Bill Ryder with you. How's the drinking going this morning? You good?
I'm great. Feeling good.
Toned it down?
Scaled it a little back from yesterday.
Well, yeah, sake is alcohol. You asked me earlier. Yes, it is, in fact, alcohol. Right, it's not rice water. Yeah, that sting you feel is real. All right, 855-212-4227. I got a bunch of stuff I want to hit, but I am interested in who people think will be the next quarterback to win a Super Bowl for the first time. So this excludes, obviously, Mahomes, excludes Aaron Rodgers, it excludes Joe Flacco. It excludes Russell Wilson. He has that sort of with a straight face. It excludes those dudes. Let's go to Andy in Pittsburgh. Andy, appreciate you listening, buddy. You're on Rider Than You.
Hey, I think Joe Burrow is going to be it. He's 3-1 against Mahomes, and I call him the Hakeem Olajuwon of the NFL because he's beaten Mahomes. And plus, when there was no Jordan, Hakeem Olajuwon got 2 rings. So, and he's beat Mahomes right up 3. I think he's 3-1 against Mahomes. So I think he's going to sneak through one of these times and get it.
That I am Look, Andy, we're aligned. I'm with you. And you never know. The NFL is pretty magical in the sense that guys will sneak up and surprise you. I don't, for example, there's certainly a world, this isn't going to happen, there's not a world, but let's pretend there is for the sake of the point, where Mahomes wins the next two or wins two of the next three and somehow Aaron Rodgers wins one, right? Or somebody, I can't even get to Russell Wilson, and Caleb Williams in 3 or 4 years emerges for the Bears, and they've got a really interesting roster, and they obviously love him because they reportedly turned down Chicago a ton to allow Washington to move up and get him. And it's Chicago. But I don't really believe that. I don't really, because I'm a Bears fan, I don't think that's true. But I'm with you on Joe Burrow. Thank you for the call here on Rider Than You. Phone number 855-212-4227. Hello again, Thomas, and good morning. At Pretty Daddy RTY, as in Rider Than You. Pretty good. Daddy Ritty? Ready?
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Pretty Daddy Ready?
Yeah, it's not bad. Good morning, Bill. Happy Tuesday to you.
Super fun story. I have a work computer from the other job, and I have a really busy day, and it just randomly reset itself, as you know. It just randomly reset itself and just turned back on and has a new prompt for a username and password that I don't have. So I no longer have a computer.
All right, good start to your morning.
Everything. Also, I want to thank the NBA. The National Basketball Association, because they let me vote every year for the awards, and not them, but the good folks is it Ernst & Young? Is that the name of the accounting firm? Ernst?
I believe you have that accurate.
Did they forget an E when they named that gentleman? Shouldn't it be Ernest? Ernst & Young dropped in the middle of the night the ballot, which is apparently due in 17 hours, and so it's now due at 6 o'clock Eastern time today. I'm very excited. I'm very excited that it's due in a short time. Very, very, very pumped. Can't wait. I've actually got a kind of, it's, you know how we talk about, you and I have argued, Tom, about, for example, expanding the college football playoff you think would do away with the drama a little bit? You like the 1-2, and if whatever you go to, it basically pushes down where the debate is. You're debating, instead of 2-3-4, you're debating 8-9-10, or if you're debating 11, 12, 13, or maybe in a few years you're debating 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, when there's 24 teams in the playoff or wherever the hell it's headed. The same thing has happened on the ballot. The top of my MVP ballot, really easy. I am going to vote for the Joker in Denver. And I actually think the next part of the ballot's not super hard. It's either SGA or it's Luka Doncic. But after that, it's pretty brutal. Because you've got, I think Giannis has had a stellar year. If you really get into the year Giannis has had, there's five guys on the ballot. Giannis is one of them. Jason Tatum's an outstanding player, and he's the best player on the best team. There's this guy named Jalen Brunson, who I've never doubted in my entire life, who probably belongs on that ballot somewhere. I'm not going to put Anthony Edwards on my top five, but I think it's worth a conversation and a discussion. Kind of brutal. I think I'm going to go Jokic, SGA, Luka, Giannis, Tatum, but that leaves off Brunson. And they finish the 2 seed.
You're going to keep getting Knicks tweets. They're never going to leave you alone.
I understand. Believe me when I tell you, I understand that. Everything is great. All right. I also think I'm going to break my own rule. I have a rule that I won't vote for somebody for Defensive Player of the Year if they play for a bad defense. Just won't do it. I think I'm going to break it for Wemby. I don't think I'm going to put him number one. He'll probably be number two. I think I'm going to go Gobert, Wemby, AD, because Gobert is the anchor of the best defense in the NBA. Although they finished third, if they finished first, it would have been easier to. So it's hard. All right. Let me ask you a question, and I wasn't kidding. I already know the answer because it makes me mad. I don't want to be pre-angry at you. Yesterday, I instructed you on behalf of Mrs. Deesa, who I've never met, even though you named your kid after me, because he's William Joseph and I'm William Joseph, to make her a tortellini pea, what's in there, prosciutto dish thing. Told you it's easy. It's really easy. Did you make it?
In a word, no.
Let me tell you what happened at my house. I made it 2 nights ago. That's why I told you yesterday to make it. Okay? Bella B, it's the New York Times. Go to the New York Times cooking thing. I got an email. Last night I made it again because I had all the ingredients in my fridge. I needed to buy two more little shallots. Did you know a shallot is basically an onion? I didn't know that.
I did not know that, no.
A rose by any other name is a shallot. I made it again. It took me 20 minutes.
And was it as good as the first time?
I actually doubled up the lemon this time. There's lemon. It's not called lemon rind. There's, what is it called? What's the fancy word where you take the, you scrape the lemon or the orange? Zest.
I am zesty.
Who's the next quarterback for you to win a Super Bowl for the first time? I know you're going to say Joe Burrow. So let's say it's not Joe Burrow, right? Are you in agreement Burrow's the betting favorite?
Absolutely. It's absolutely Joe Burrow. But I'll give you a different name since Joe Burrow is too easy. I'm with you in going outside of the AFC is the way to go just because you don't have to play through Patrick Mahomes to get to the Super Bowl.
Can I add a bunch of other minefields in the AFC?
Right. I'm going to go with Jordan Love.
I pitched that to you yesterday.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Jordan
Love.
You
liked it.
Yeah, I like that one. I like that one a lot. They got a lot of talent around him. He was really poised in his first season as a starter. Now, he sat for 3 years. Maybe he learned a lot. Maybe it was good for him in the long run to have to put up with Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to go with Jordan Love.
Wouldn't it be, I hope, and I'm a Bears fan in theory, but if you listen enough, you know that that is a love-hate relationship, kind of in that that's the balance. I don't hate the Packers. I got family there. I'm from, part of the country I'm from is right up on the border of Wisconsin. It would be awesome if Jordan Love made a championship game, NFC in his case, or a Super Bowl before Rodgers made an AFC championship game post Green Bay or made a Super Bowl. Please, please give me. I always tell my kids, and because it's true, life isn't fair. And life isn't fair. But that doesn't mean there aren't beautiful moments of fairness that dip in there. I want Aaron Rodgers to have a microphone. It won't even be shoved in front of his face. As we've noted, if you turn a microphone on within I looked it up, 31.2 mile radius of he comes running. So you got to be really careful when you turn the microphone on there, okay? Because he might be currently heading towards you right now. I want microphones in front of Aaron Rodgers as people say, Jordan Love's made the Super Bowl. What do you think? And for him to try and, you know, maybe he'll just go on a ayahuasca journey. I don't know. Why do you look upset about that? He's not listening.
Maybe he is. He's very, he's very put out when people don't say nice things about him.
All right, Aaron, I don't think that you're genuinely nice to people sometimes, and so I have a little bit of an issue with you. But if I'm wrong, and you love Jordan Love and you want him to succeed, 855-212-4227, Aaron. Let me do it again, 855-212-4227. My kid has started prank phone calling people, including me. And I'm just like, bro, A, everyone has caller ID. And B, we have a landline. We're one of the 12 houses in America to have a landline. And B, if you prank phone call me, I'm your dad. I'm going to stop. I was at Whole Foods yesterday getting the damn shallots. Stop prank calling me. People are staring at me. I'm like, come on. Where's your sister? She's supposed to be watching you. Where's your mom?
I want to make a pitch to you, Bill.
Hit me.
No, you're obviously his dad, so you have final say on this, and it is your show, so again, you have final say on this, but I think I have a fantastic idea.
I love your ideas, and this will be the second one that you've given me since we started working together 3 years ago. Hit me with it.
I wish that wasn't true, but it is. A two-hour entire show sit-down with your son, Henry.
You want me to interview Henry on the show?
For 2 hours, the whole show.
How about this? I'm gonna counter-pitch, okay? Do you want to hit that live programming alert button?
I'm scared of what's coming.
So there aren't a lot of podcasts out there in the world. There aren't many of those. This show you can listen to on podcast form if you miss it or you prefer to consume it later, right? I've got the Beyond the Arc podcast with John Gonzalez and Ashley Nicole Moss, so you can hopefully have that. What I need is a third podcast. It's an interview podcast, and then I'll put Henry on the podcast. Henry would be an amazing, amazing guest. He's funny, he's smart, he's a really good kid, he's hilarious. I just don't know. Also, he's in school during the show. You can't pull him out of school.
Well, that won't stop him.
He does like, I think he'd like to be on the show.
Oh, I think he would relish being on the show.
When is Bring Your Kid to Work Day?
I feel like it just happened.
Did it? Because that would be a good day to have Henry come and just give a microphone for a couple segments.
Oh, sign me up.
You'd have to have the dump button ready.
Yeah, I'd be a little nervous, but I'd still be totally for this.
So maybe we can do an extended podcast version and do an interview or something. What would you call Writer Than You, like Writer Than You After Dark? That doesn't make sense.
Writer times two?
Oh, man, that could sell. Okay.
Come
you
on.
Just killed. Writer times two?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? My brother and I were in a fantasy baseball league together before he quit in spectacular fashion with a bunch of my colleagues.
He quit this season already?
No. As teammates.
Oh.
This is the one where he drafted a bunch of...
I see.
He may or may not have sabotaged a draft and just walked away in the middle of it. I don't know the details. But our name was Two Writers Never Make a Wrong.
I don't even know what to say.
What do you mean? You like Writer times two better?
Yeah.
No, you shouldn't.
Okay.
You shouldn't. All right, I'll effort getting Henry on the show. Let's do this. I have not. There's a couple playing games tonight. They're both pretty interesting. One is really interesting. And then we'll give you some NBA power rankings. So we got NBA play-in sort of playoff purgatory talk coming up after we get a sports flash from Andrew Bogish.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back to Writer Than You.
In the break, I'm like, all right, I'm going to come back. We'll talk about the fact Scheffler won. Ah, it's Bill. It's Scotty Scheffler. I'm like, okay, and Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods.
Nailed
what
it.
Are you doing, man?
Nailed
is
it.
That like producer 101? What is that?
Just crossing my T's and dotting my I's.
On the Infinity Sports Network.
All right, welcome back into the show. We got a little breaking news.
Breaking news.
Woj reporting, as expected, the Milwaukee Bucks are anticipating not having Giannis for the start of their playoff run. Not great. They're playing the Pacers. I think the Pacers can win that series, by the way. I think they can win that series. Not great for Milwaukee. Already a whole bunch of dysfunction. Already a whole bunch of problems. Speaking of which, I no longer have a computer.
I don't mean to laugh, but you know, yeah, I do.
It's unbelievable. All right. That's not good news. We'll do predictions when we get to the play-in. We'll do some bracket predictions later in the week. I have talked pretty fairly consistently about my doubts around Doc Rivers. By the way, can I also just do a braggadocio Tuesday? I've been saying this about Doc Rivers for years, and I can remember when people would roll their eyes or think it was personal. I mean, I don't love the guy, but it's not personal. I just don't think he's... I just think the track record's very clear about his lack of success. I wrote a column when he left the Clippers that it was good for the Clippers. I wrote a column when he went to the Sixers it was bad for the Sixers. I wrote a column when he left the Sixers it was good for the Sixers. And I wrote a column when he got hired by the Bucks it was bad for the Bucks. But it feels like, Tom, people have come around. This is the... It's gone from me saying this on an island to this being the understood narrative, I think, isn't it? That just Doc's not very good at his job?
Doc's not very good at his job, and people are seeing the light that he takes no accountability.
Yeah, that's frustrating in anyone, but especially in a boss. Like, you can't make this stuff up. I'm going to New York next week, and apparently they're going to suspend my credit card because there's one missing payment. Do you know what I need in order to fix that? I need my laptop. That's broken. It's unbelievable. I feel like, is Doc Rivers in charge of my computers? My computer thing? Does he have a secret job? Is he an advisor at Paramount? What I advise, see this guy? Make his life miserable. Shouldn't you be getting ready for the playoffs? We're going to lose that anyway. Don't worry about it. Let's focus on this. Yeah. There's a lot going on right now, Tom. There is a lot going on, and I love how much you love it. I love how much you – I'm just – look at this. Here's a, just a
– I just see you frantically going back and forth from computer to computer trying to put out one fire to the next fire.
Everything is awesome, okay? Did you know that? Did you know that? All right, we got some playing games tonight. We've got Lakers at Pelicans. Pelicans are 1.5-point favorites. So I like the Lakers in this game. I'll say this. Predicting a play-in game is very different than predicting a playoff series. Playoff series, what you think can happen, if you're right, should happen because the sample size is big enough that you can correct for some random games. In every playoff series, you will sometimes see the team that's not supposed to win, that doesn't win, win a game, sometimes a first game, because they'll shoot 48% from three or whatever the example is. Whatever the example. In a one-game play-in, it's not a series, it's just one game, anything can happen. So take these views with a little bit, with several grains of salt. But I like the Lakers in this game. I think they have a huge advantage in their playoff experience, of which this organization, the Pelicans, has very little. Zion has none. I know CJ McCollum's got some experience, and that is a real thing. I also think it's huge for the Lakers, just as an advantage. Yeah, they're on the road, but just by coincidence, they played the Pelicans on Sunday in their last game. They didn't have to travel. They didn't have to get on a plane and fly somewhere. They got to chill. They got to be relaxed. They got to just be hanging out in New Orleans. They stayed there. Advantage for me, Lakers. I think, but it's a. I've been using this term way too much, so probably the last time I'll say it. It is a bit of a poison chalice, though. It's a great expression. Because if they win, if the Lakers win this game, they're going to play the Nuggets. Now, somebody, Tim Doyle, suggested on CBS Sports HQ with me yesterday, and it's kind of funny, and he was half joking. Maybe the Lakers will kind of lose on purpose. I'm told from folks in the Lakers organization that's not going to happen, that they're going to try to win the game. They are not going to risk elimination, but they're well aware that they have that if they lose, they still have a chance to play, and in that case, you don't have to play the Nuggets. So it's from the Lakers' perspective, it's win-win. I think they will win tonight. The other game is Warriors-Kings. The game is in Sacramento. I love the Warriors. I like the two road dogs. I just do. Too much experience. I think they've owned Sacramento to a degree. I know the Kings have still put up a lot of points, but no Malik Monk is a significant problem. So give me, and I think, man, Warriors-Pelicans a tricky one. No 10 seed. This hasn't been going on for 40 years, but no 10 seed has ever won back-to-back games to get into the actual playoffs. I think the Warriors can do it, but we'll cross that NBA bridge when we get to it. Hopefully that's the Friday game. Let's do now, I'm going to do this with a little look to the future, right? It's the final edition, laptop free. We're going old school. Who needs technology of the NBA Power Rankings?
Some will rise. Others will fall. Let the ranking begin on Writer Than You's NBA Power Rankings. Number 5.
All right, so this is sort of a tie, Tom, but not really a tie, okay? The winner of Philly-Miami is number 5. I think they're both outstanding teams. The winner plays the Knicks. The loser, if they win the next game, you following? Me either, and it's my job. No, I am following. Play the Celtics. So if you lose this game, your best-case scenario is the Celtics. Your worst-case scenario is you're already out. By the way, I think both these teams will push Boston, too. I'm on an island on that. But whoever wins this game is in great form. We know what Miami is in the playoffs. Embiid is back for Philadelphia. They're just a different basketball team. I know it seems a little off balance, but both these teams are this good at this stage of the season.
Number 4.
Ironically, bravely, and unfairly, the Knicks are here. I love this Knicks team. I love this Knicks team. Tom, making faces. Make your own faces. Yeah. Whoever wins... The problem is the Knicks will play, do you know who? The fifth-rated team in the most important power rankings on Earth. Mine. They'll play the winner of Philly-Miami. So whoever wins that game, I kind of like Philly, but whoever wins that game and plays the Knicks, the winner of that series, I think is making the conference finals. They're beating the Pacers if the Pacers beat the Bucks, or they're beating the Bucks. Even if Giannis sits out the whole series and comes back, Milwaukee's not it. Milwaukee wasn't it when Giannis was healthy. They're not it now. New York is the real deal. When Ananobi plays, they are the best team by record in the NBA. Jalen Brunson is the truth. I know there's no Julius Randle, and that is a big issue. And it's why when we get there, I probably can't and won't take the Knicks to make an NBA Finals. I think that offensive firepower is going to be necessary. And I think it's going to be hard for New York to get past Philly or Miami, whoever they play. It's going to be a great series. Those are great teams. But New York's the real deal, man. Jalen Brunson's the real deal. Congrats to him.
Number three.
Give me the Thunder here. I'm a little, I have trepidation. I have real trepidation about their age and their youth. And I think you saw that play out in several games. Timberwolves, who are not on this list, did not play well the last game of the year because it felt like a playoff game. You saw that experience matter. Pelicans, we just talked about, did not play well against the Lakers in that game. I think experience matters. Zion, as I noted, hasn't played in the playoffs. But, man, Oklahoma City is so good. So good. Who they play, they're the one seed. Who they play as the eight is significant. If they're playing the Kings, they're in great shape. If they're playing the Warriors or the Lakers, I think they're in some trouble. But they deserve some credit. They deserve some love. And they're at the third spot for now.
Number two.
Hello, Boston Celtics. You don't, you got to earn number one. Third net rating. This is John Gonzalez, one of my partners in crime over at the Beyond the Arc podcast, along with Ash. John pointed out they have the third highest net rating in NBA history. It's amazing. They're an outstanding basketball team. But I've told you a bunch, they're not good in clutch time. Jason Tatum's not good in clutch time. I don't think that they are going to be able to win every single series by winning four games per series by 10 or 12 or 15 points. I think there's going to be close games. I think there's a real chance they're going to play Philly or Miami. The loser of the play-in game will then play the winner of the Bulls-Hawks. And I think if you get Philly or Miami, that's a tough series. The next step is a tough series. It's not an easy road in the East. Celtics are good, but I'm actually from Iowa, but I lived in Missouri for a long time, and that's the show-me state, sir. You have to show me. I don't even know what that means, but it is the show-me state, and I felt like it fit there.
Number one.
Give me the Denver Nuggets, man. Give me the Nuggets all the way, by the way. The other thing is, I actually think the Pelicans are a really good team. I don't think they're going to do much because of their age, but I could certainly be wrong. And I know the Lakers are a good team. They made the conference finals last year. It didn't work out last year for L.A. They got destroyed by Denver. But you don't want to play a team like the Nuggets early in the playoffs. So it's an advantage for Denver to be in the two seed because, and I'm not rooting for this, but the way you beat Denver this year is that Jamal Murray or Jokic get hurt or get banged up. Like that's your best bet. The fact that Denver are the defending champions, that they're healthy, that they have home court advantage all the way through the Western Conference until the conference finals, but they have the easier road than Oklahoma City, they are by far the best team in the NBA, and I think they have the best route right now in the NBA in terms of how the playoffs have stacked up.
Honorable mention.
I'll give you some Timberwolves. Timberwolves on the honorable mention. 16th in offensive rating this year. That makes me nervous. And there's a weird reality about Karl-Anthony Towns. He's come back for a couple games. He's been minus 22, box score plus minus, which isn't perfect. But it's still something in those games. I can't put my finger on it. He was almost a 50-40-90 guy this year. 50% or better from the field, 40 from 3, 90 from the free throw line. There's every guy that's ever done that is a Hall of Famer. And then there's Malcolm Brogdon. He did it too. But still, it's a crazy thing to almost accomplish. But when he plays for them, they're not as good. There's just something about him I do not trust in the playoffs.
At least you tried.
This goes to the Milwaukee Bucks. But I actually like the city of Milwaukee a lot. By the way, congrats to our guy Sparky in Milwaukee. New show, 2 to 5 local time. Way to go. Dude, super talented. Love that for him. Love that for Milwaukee. Some thanks for having us on, too, though. Some local radio. What? I can't thank them for having me. What is with you, Grandpa?
Why am I Grandpa?
Because you're just always like, oh, don't say that. Don't thank Milwaukee for having us on. When I was younger, I thank people walking both ways uphill in the snow. What? What's the issue?
The snow issue. I just like how, you know, you snuck it in there.
I snuck in. I love being on the air in Milwaukee. And everywhere else, for that matter. Anyway, the Bucks aren't very good, and they're going to flame out of the playoffs.
Better luck next time.
Yeah, this is to me in Milwaukee. Better luck next time. I mean, there isn't going to be a next time because this is the last power rankings here. But I'll go the Clippers and the Mavs. The Clippers, because who saw the dysfunction coming? And the Mavs, because you might have deserved a spot on here. They're playing really good basketball. And they've got a nice route, actually. They avoided Denver. They've got a pretty interesting path. I'm a believer, but I don't believe in my own belief. Does that make sense? Because of Kyrie, so we're going to see. Does it make sense, Grandpa?
No. Hey! No. That's two opposite things, isn't it? What is this, Paradox Radio?
Just relax, Tommy.
Here's your participation trophy.
That goes to Pretty Daddy right there for participating with his judgy eyes and his judgy face. I don't have a computer, but I'm glad I still have Skype so I can see you.
I'm enjoying this way too much.
Now I've got a, what's your recovery key? I don't have that either, laptop. It just reset itself. Then I get to go on my phone and type out messages. Can someone help me? Can't wait to do my live TV show 3 hours on that laptop. May not be on there. Let's talk to Howard Beck about hoops next here on Brighter Than You.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.